As a freelance copywriter who has worked largely in a narrow group of niche markets over, I don't know, the last decade or so, with, little forays here and there into different markets, I've really come to understand specifically why businesses, when they're hiring someone, whether it's a freelancer or someone who is, someone who's going to become an employer or whatever, why they look for people who have experience inside their niche market. Because, yes, an outside perspective can be immensely valuable. And in fact, some of the biggest breakthroughs in different markets come when somebody brings an outside concept inside, such as when bank drive-through windows got brought into the fast food restaurant market, right? There was not restaurant drive-throughs until somebody said, "Hey, this bank drive-through window, that would actually be really great for my burger joint," right? And boom, big breakthrough. But those outside perspectives, while those are immensely valuable, the day-to-day like workhorse ideas behind a business often come from copying what works inside your niche, doing more of what has already been proven to work inside a niche. And so a good business will balance both of those, but they're going to really heavily favor, okay, this is what works inside my niche. And there's a big lesson in this when you are going into a niche, when you're either becoming a copywriter and getting into that niche for the first time, or maybe you are already a copywriter and you're switching between niches for a client or for an ongoing thing, or even perhaps when you're launching a business inside a niche. There really is like the number one thing that you should do when you're going into any niche in order to make sure that you are successful as a marketer. And I'm talking about this because it was inspired by a subscriber question that I'll read to you after the break here.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
So my subscriber, Eric, asked, "Roy, I'd like your recommendations on breaking down ads, promos, and getting to know the concepts and ideas behind each proven ad." Thanks, Eric. And, my big thing there is you just sit down. You sit down with it. And some copywriters like to hand copy ads, and I haven't done that for a very long time. Other copywriters just like to study it kind of line by line, read it. That's something that I have done fairly regularly throughout my copywriting career. And my big recommendation there is you just sit down with copy that, you're seeing a lot, it's clear they're investing money in, you have other either internal indicators or external indicators, internal being like you work for the company and they say this worked really well, or it's a client and they say this worked really well, or external indicators being, hey, I keep seeing this ad on Facebook, I think it's working well, or I keep seeing this ad on native ads, I think it's working well. And so you see an ad's working well, you get, maybe a PDF copy of the text, and you just go in there and you say, okay, what are they doing here? What are they saying? Like, what's going on behind this? What's the point that they're trying to make? How are they trying to captivate my emotions? Like, what is the copywriter trying to do? And just line by line, you look at it, and it's not about the specific words that they're using. It's about what are they trying to accomplish by saying this here. Because any good marketer, any good copywriter is going to have very specific reasons for why every single word is on the page or is coming out of their mouth. And so going through and just trying to get into their head and say, what's going on here? What are they trying to do? That's really the foundational thing for breaking down ads, promos, getting to know the concepts and ideas, right? And even better, especially if you're talking about an information product where there's a lot of teases going on, if you can actually get the ad and get the product side by side and look and, oh, this is teasing this. So for example, a very famous headline from a Boardroom Reports direct mail package that was a large success was "What Never to Eat on an Airplane." And that came out of a study that basically said that when you eat on an airplane, it triggers the digestion process. And because of changing elevations and changing air pressure, the digestion process, any gases that are created through digestion, become far more uncomfortable when you're changing altitude, when you're changing air pressure. And so any gas that you get is going to be miserable. And so what never to eat on an airplane is food. But what happened is the copywriter actually took this, you know, fairly dry report on don't eat food on an airplane because it'll give you gas. And they said, what never to eat on an airplane? And it was curiosity. So you can, if you're able to juxtapose, okay, here's the product, here's the copy, that can be another way to really help you understand that. But beyond just studying the copy itself, really the number one thing that you can do when going into any niche, when going into any market, is to identify the biggest offers, like the most successful offers in that niche, maybe top three, four, five offers, and say, like, this is what they're doing every step of the way. And so you look at things like, you know, what is the main message, right? How do they open it? What is their lead? How are they hooking your attention? What's their headline? What are the benefits in that? What are the promises in that? What's the language that they use to promise the benefit? What kind of story are they using? What kind of pitch are they making? Like, how are they justifying the need for the product? What kind of mechanisms of success do they have behind the product? What are the core promises? Like, what are you going to get as a result of buying? What proof do they offer for success? How do they present the proof for the product's effectiveness? How do they present the product itself? What is the offer presentation? And we'll get more into the offer in a minute here, but what is the presentation? What's the languaging of the offer? How are they presenting the guarantee itself? How do they close? Like, what do they use to actually get people to take action? What kind of urgency or scarcity elements? And, you know, those are just some things to look for in terms of how you're going to break down the message itself. Then you want to look at the market. If you can figure out at all, you know, where are they advertising, figuring out where they're getting traffic, where they're getting eyeballs for their offer. Are they making any specific audience call out? So are they saying, like, these people, and specifically, so one big one that should be familiar to a lot of my audience is copywriters versus writers. So it's one thing to advertise directly to copywriters because it's a narrow niche within writing. And so how you talk about copywriting, if you're specifically talking to an audience of copywriters, is very different than how you talk about copywriting if you're talking to an audience of writers. And so, for example, if you're looking at the top offers in the copywriting niche, you might say, okay, are they saying writers? Like, is the audience call out being to writers, or is the audience call out being to copywriters? And being specific about that and thinking specifically about how that might influence not only who is paying attention, but how the message has to be crafted. So who are they speaking to? And then media, looking like, what are the ad channels that they're using? What is the landing page design that they have? Like, when you click on an ad, what does that page look like that it takes you to? And looking at that across multiple offers, you'll probably start to see some patterns. For example, are they using videos? Or is it just straight video sales letter with a call to action that appears on the page after it gets to the offer in the video sales letter? Is it a text sales page? Is it a long scrolling landing page? Is it some kind of combined multimedia presentation where it's like video, then text, and maybe some testimonial videos on the page? You know, what is the media usage? Or can you figure out that they're doing offline marketing? Are you getting, you know, if you sign up for their customer list or you buy products from them, to get on their customer list? Do you start to get offline messaging from them? Are you seeing their ads in one place? So different products, you might see magazine advertising, different services. If it's a local service, you might see newspaper advertising. So what different media types are they using? How much can you figure out there around that? And then specifically, what's the offer? What's the product or service that's actually being delivered? What is the packaging of that product or service? How is the packaging itself presented? What is the core or foundational promise that they're making around around the product itself? What is the price point for the product? So, you know, is it, what price point are they selling the product at, right? What does delivery look like? So, for example, if it's a physical product that's going out through the mail, are they offering free shipping? Are they offering two-day, does everybody offer free two-day shipping? Does everybody charge for shipping? What does that look like? What is the guarantee? Going back, I talked about the languaging of the offer and the languaging of the guarantee, but what specifically are the terms of the guarantee? What is everybody doing there? And then importantly, if you start to get into it, what upsells do they have? Like, what is the next step in the offer process? And if you can start to ask all of these questions, it goes way beyond this, like breaking down ads, promos, and getting to know the concepts and ideas behind each proven ad. What happens is you start to kind of have an X-ray vision into why a complete marketing system is successful, which is way more powerful than just recognizing, oh, this is copy that works, right? Because oftentimes what happens is, even if you see the copy that works on the front end and you model the copy that works on the front end, the economics are not good enough on that front end offer to stand alone. So you need to improve the economics through an upsell process or something like that, that actually allows you to create a financially successful marketing system. And so when you're going into any niche, and going back to my whole point at the beginning about like why businesses would hire people within their industry versus people who have no experience. And yeah, I know that that's a catch-22 situation. You want me to have experience so that I can get hired. But you know, if I don't have experience, I can't get hired to get the experience. Like, it's a catch-22 situation. I know. But this is part of the reason why, is because they want people who have gone through this learning process already. And, you know, maybe this is one of your shortcuts. If you want to get into any industry, you could actually break down, you know, the top five funnels in your niche, and you could specifically like create some kind of report or presentation on all of that and go to each of those marketers or somebody else in the niche, some smaller player in the niche, and you could say, hey, I did this analysis. Would you be interested in talking to me about it and maybe talking about how I could do work with you? And so the number one thing, again, that you should do when you're going into any niche is to actually look at the offers to the point where you could basically create your own version of those top 3 to 5 offers in the space. And when you can do that, your chances of success go up dramatically. And, you know, I hope along the way I've also managed to answer Eric's question about breaking down ads and promos and all that good stuff. So let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. Leave it that in the comments with this episode. Also, any action items, any takeaways, anything you're going to do as a result of this. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications, plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for a 10 out of 10. Value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I will catch you again soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.